Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
How do you think Dak's going to be this year?
I think it'll be... I have not met a more impressive young player coming into the NFL in the time I have covered.
Oh, man, he's fun to watch. I mean, watching him on Sundays and Mondays, Thursdays, I mean, that guy, him and Zeke, I mean, unbelievable. It's a lot of fun.
It is. Yeah, Dak is a special kid. And tough.
Oh, absolutely. Mentally and physically. I mean, when he was at Mississippi State, it was great to watch him.
That was the coolest moment of the coolest new innovation there at the All-Star game last night, when Bryce Harper turns the tables on our guest, Joe Buck, and starts talking football at him. And Buck responds, because he's a pro. Joe Buck joins us on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. How's Dak Prescott looking this year? That, you didn't see that coming, right, Joe?
No, not at all. And I'm so dumb. I was up in the booth. It took me a minute. Now, there aren't a lot of people walking the earth named Dak, as far as I know. But it took me a second to realize who the heck he was talking about. I was like, wait, what? Oh, football. Yeah, he's Dak Prescott. He's really good, which, you know, newsflash. But it was cool to be able to sit in the booth and talk to a guy who was actually standing in the outfield, George Springer, too, on the other side, involved in the game. That was something that you could do, I think, Matt, because it's back to the exhibition style of baseball, and it was a fun night last night.
Yeah, we were talking about that. It feels so much cleaner because it doesn't have that like logical disconnect with the home field thing. That it was cleaner and more enjoyable to watch. Was it cleaner and more enjoyable to do and produce?
Yes and no. I would be a hypocrite or a half a liar here if I said, well, thank God this time it counts is gone, because I did, I don't know, I think 5 All-Star games before that tie in 2002, and the game just got ridiculous. It was players, everybody had to get in, starters that were voted in and were clearly the best players, for the most part, were getting one at bat, sometimes maybe two, and then they're off to the private FBO and a net jet, gone. And that didn't seem right. I thought the game needed a jolt and a shock and a reset. And I think it had it for those 14 years. And I sensed more excitement, even though there was nothing attached to the outcome last night, than I did prior to the tie in 2002. So I think it did reset the mindset of how these guys approach the game. I thought it was, I guess cleaner is a good word. And for these managers, Joe Maddon was thrilled. He's like, my only job is to get everybody into the game. And if I do that, I've done my job.
Joe, what did you think about some of the different things you tried and what could actually be incorporated into a postseason baseball broadcast?
I think it would be hard to get the Players Association or Major League Baseball, for that matter, to sign off on actually being able to talk to somebody in game. I miking is one thing, but having the earpiece in, I think, I don't know if there would be competition violations on that, or if they would be scared that some sort of information was being passed over the earpiece. I think once the communication becomes two-way, it gets tricky. But I'll tell you, what I came away from last night with was, these guys are amenable to doing what they can to promote the game and at times promote themselves, and that's fine. I mean, you see that in the NBA. I don't know a league that has players that promote themselves better, and that in turn promotes the sport and promotes the league. And so last night, the inning before we talked to Bryce Harper, his microphone wasn't working. He was supposed to go first, and he's out there. I'm talking to him. He could hear me. But we couldn't hear him, and I said to him, hey, look, this is a pain in the neck, I know, but take that transmitter out of your pocket, like jingle it around, it's not working, we can't hear you. And then, again, he could hear me. I said, just leave it in, if you will, and maybe we'll try to do it next inning. and he did, which tells me he's a good guy and tells me that these guys want to do that kind of stuff. I don't think you could do that in the postseason, but if they're willing to do it, my God, we are, because it's cool for us as fans to dip into that world from the outside.
Wow, that's cool that he did that, and we didn't know anything funky was going on like that. No conversation about his hair though. I'd like, because his hair was so beautiful
and played a role in the game.
Oh my God, that was aesthetically. I know that double play with Altuve and Correa was nice, but Harper's hair as he slid might have been the most beautiful thing about the game.
Well, you're talking to a guy with hair plugs, so I mean, I see that, and part of me is envious, and part of me hates him for the hair. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. I flat out hate somebody with a full head of hair, and so, yeah, it's just too painful for me to talk about stuff like that with Bryce Harper, but it's clearly there. I mean, that's just low-hanging fruit. When you talk to Bryce Harper, you have to mention the hair. You have to think about the hair. You have to take it all in. And sometimes it's just too much for me.
How many plugs would it take to get you to reach Harperian levels? Like, can you just stack them on top of each other?
That's a fair question. I think you would have to. I think you would have to maybe eliminate all the donor hair, which is kind of in that bishop's crown area, and so what you would be left with is like a Mo haircut from the Three Stooges, where all the hair is on top and nothing is on the side except scars. So I don't know that that's something that I'm willing to try.
Would you ever think about going the Nick Cannon route and go turban?
It would be tough with a headset. I think that would be... You would need to have like a headset extender or something that went over the top. But if they could figure that out, technology-wise, I would be up for it.
They would design anything you needed, Buck. You know they would. You know, maybe the Carlos Boozer thing where you paint it on,
that's
like
bad.
Ming the Merciless or something, just kind of spray paint it on. Do you ever go
now,
that?
Now, did he acknowledge?
Yeah, he copped to it.
Eventually.
Yeah.
Okay, good man. Yeah. Good man. No, I'm not a man for painting. I think you need to either go with the baldness or go through the pain of having hair plugs installed in the front of your head, which is not fun. It hurts.
Joe Buck's book, Lucky Bastard, is a great read and is incredibly open and honest and funny. But then you learn stuff that I don't know if it's in the book. Maybe I missed it, but you told Dan Le Batard yesterday about eating a pot brownie when you were in Cabo. And I regret that I personally was not there to be your spirit guide and help you, like, you know, go through some process and maybe learn something. Did you learn anything about yourself as you were on the pot brownie?
Yeah, that I'm a lightweight, I guess. I as I said on Le Batard show, I was surrounded by all that stuff in high school, which was the greatest part of my education at this little prep school in St. Louis. And yes, this is all in the book, which is why he brought it up. So I felt like if it's in the book, I can talk about it.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I was around all that stuff, the hard stuff, you know, all these kids had money and it just scared the hell out of me. So I always stayed away from it. And that included pot. And so when I was going through a divorce, when I had lost my voice, I was like, I can't relax. I'm having like a nervous breakdown. And maybe this is the one thing I've never tried, so I'm going to try it.
Uh-oh.
And it did not go well because I ate an entire brownie and then nothing happened. And I was eating them with a buddy of mine. And then I said, did you feel anything? He's like, no, not really. And I said, only I cannot feel anything. That's how stressed out I am. Let's eat another half. And then it all kicked in and I ended up, you know, on my back at a bar down in Cabo. And it was not a pretty sight.
Hey, that's Joe Buck on his back in that bar. I mean,
well, that's what I was worried about. I went from out of my head to, oh my God, I was the most alert, sober, with it person thinking, my career just ended, because if anybody got a picture of me on my back in a bar in Cabo, can you imagine Al Michaels or Jim Nance like on their back?
I can't.
That was running through my head. It was not a great feeling. So I thought I was dead.
I can now.
Well, look, let me give you the built-in excuse in case something like that happens again, especially if you're in a foreign country. food poisoning.
Ah, yes. I drank the water. It was Montezuma's new revenge.
I know that was a scary time, though, because you had the vocal cord thing. As a guy who has had vocal troubles before, I have had some terrifying periods of vocal trouble. That must have been a horrifying time in your life. Are you a more grateful man, like a more present man as a broadcaster now after going through that stuff?
Yeah, that's a good question. I am. I came through the other side of it. And my voice isn't perfect. You know, when I made the Cubs call, them winning the World Series, my voice cracked, because when I get loud and when I get, you know, semi-emotional, my voice will crack. And that's really because of the paralyzed vocal cord and weakness that's in there. So I'd say I'm maybe 90% back and have been since 2011. So I'm kind of out of the woods on that, knock on wood. But, yeah, I came back so much more appreciative of my job, what I had, being able to just order a coffee at Starbucks. You know, that's what really happened, is because I couldn't be heard, I didn't want to even try. And I wasn't talking to anybody on the phone. I went through depression. And as I said in the book, you know, got on antidepressants and tried to find my way through that mess, and thankfully I did. But I came out very grateful that I went through it, because I came out better than I was before I went into it.
Joe, I want to thank you. My wife is a Cardinals fan, and she's a big fan of yours, and that's how I got her to stick with Brockmire. When I told her, you know, Joe Buck's in this, and she stuck around, and both of us were not disappointed in your heel turn on Brockmire. It was fantastic. Will you be a part of it going forward?
Yes. I just was texting with Hank Azaria yesterday, not to name drop, but I have to in this case. And he said, we just wrote the scene, not to let the cat out of the bag, but I will be there for Jim's intervention. And he takes a nasty turn yet again, and I'm there to try and bring him out of it. And he said the writer did a great job with it, so I can't wait. That was so much fun. I was so proud of not just my part. I was as glad I did it, but the show is pretty dark, but it's got some heart to it, which I was shocked that it accomplished that.
Yeah, that show was way better than it needed to be, you know?
It was multi-layered, and as I said, you know, it could be just like a slapstick thing and just kind of superficial. And you realize the humanity with a guy like Brockmire, and you kind of understand where he's been. And little did I know that I personally was the source of all of his pain. So that was funny to see that reveal.
Well, I got to watch Tour de Pharmacy. I hear you're funny in that. You're everywhere, and I just, you know, good for you for enjoying it and for being as open. You know, it's helpful when you talk about the real stuff. You know that.
Yeah, it's life, and you know, whether it's you hate the Cubs or you suck and you're from St. Louis and all that stuff. Again, it's like I learned with Bryce Harper. This guy's a really good guy and really smart and gets it and is a baseball historian and a fan. And for him to do all that stuff last night, and real quick, I know you got to go, George Springer.
Mm-hmm.
He deserves the Medal of Valor last night. He grew up a stutterer. And for that guy to stand in the outfield while he is in a game as a stutterer and be on national TV and get through that as brilliantly as he did. My God. I mean, what a star. And I became a huge George Springer fan.
I think a lot of people did last night and reading that story this morning. All right, Joe, thank you. Last thing. Why do you hate the Bears?
Well, that's the one team I can't be accused of hating, because my grandfather played for George Halas of the Bears. So I grew up a Bears fan. So wow. There.
Burn! It gets
Joe
me on
Linsnick.
The...
Joe Linsnick, punter. He played with Red Grange, Bronco Nagurski. So I grew up with a Bears helmet on my shelf in my bedroom.
Wow, learn some stuff. Ask a question, get an answer.
Yeah, but now the Packers fans in our listening area are going to be like, I always knew it!
I already think that. the horse has left the barn. I can't fight that one anymore. I don't care. I'm so over it. It's ridiculous.
All right, good for you. Thanks, man. Thank you for the time the day after the All-Star game. Fun watch last night.
All right, guys. Thanks.
We'll talk to you. That's Joe Buck here on 670 The Score.
Joe Buck, it's nothing personal, all right? I just happen to hate your stupid face.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.